All right. 426. 426. In the year of our Lord, 2022. No reason. Don't have the Bible open. I don't have anything except me sitting here now as I'm maybe a half an hour ago speaking to a man that wasn't too good. And I realized how gone. It's not that I didn't realize it before, but I mean, anytime you see it in real life, it's a total different thing. Hearing it on the radio or the TV or someone else telling it to you is not the same as actually seeing something in person or talking to somebody in person. So anyway, so I went out, bought a little food, and saw a church that just opened. In this day of age where churches are closing left and right, wow, to see a church open. Church opened, and it actually opened in an old bank. Old bank. You know, all these banks are going to start closing left and right, don't you? There's no reason for them anymore. The new digital currency, why would you need a physical location like a bank? You don't need that anymore. You'll have that right going through your own body with the bite flowing through your veins. That'll be your bank from now on. Did you know that? You'll have a direct connection with the B system, with your phone, with the bark, the beast, the bite that so many have taken. But anyways, since it was close and it's middle of the day, and what day is it? Tuesday. There's only one car in the parking lot. I figured, well, let's take a chance. Let's take a chance to see if that one car is the pastor and walk in and get to know him. And maybe that's a place I'd like to go. I'd like to go visit and worship. They got a big sign in the front of the building, worship. We all need to worship God. We need to worship him every day, throughout the entire day. But we also should worship him on a selected day like Saturday. Well, they made it Sunday now, but they changed the Sabbath. The Roman Catholics changed that Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. You know why? Because they worship the sun. They worship the sun. And since they do, they want you to, too. So that's how that came about. Did you know that? That you're worshiping the sun on Sunday? Sunday. Yeah, look it up. See why it exists. Why they did that, why they made those changes in the months and the days. Why did they do that? August. Augustus. Wanted his name forever. Because they think they're gods. Did you know that? That the Roman emperors thought they were gods? Did you know that? They thought they were gods. And as a citizen, those that were below the big boys, you were to worship them as being gods, false gods. And guess who took that whole system on? Who took that whole system on from Rome and Greek philosophies? Who took that on? That'd be the Roman Catholic Church. And now the Pope thinks he's God on earth. Did you know that? He thinks he's God on earth and has all his power. Only power he's got is Satan's power. That's it. All right. So, getting back to, I walked in the door. Nobody there. I could tell they were still not quite finished. But it looked nice. It wasn't a big place. Maybe you could get, 50, 60 people in there, something like that. I said, hello. Guy came walking out of what I guess would be his little office there. I said, are you the pastor? And he said, yeah. And I said, all right. Praise God. I said, well, it's nice to see a church going up when so many are falling now. And so I just thought I'd stop by and see what you're all about. And maybe I'll come and worship and praise God with you one day. He said, sure, we'd like that. So, getting to talk to him, as anybody should do, do you have a mind? Do you have a brain? Are you well-versed in the Bible? Are you well-versed in what's going on in the world now? You should question the man that says, especially he's a pastor of a church, a building, you should question what he's all about. And so I started, how did I start with him? I can't remember. But I asked him question after question after question after question. He didn't know anything. He didn't know anything, man. And he was a guy that said he had taken over this place after had been a pastor 13 years in a previous place that they had rented. He was not in tune with the Bible at all. He had no constance of what is going on in this world now. Didn't know his words of, and I'm surprised that where he came up with his verses. I'm usually pretty stupid and I don't remember stuff. Man, I hit him verse for verse, and I actually believe the Holy Spirit was inside of me pretty good. And finally, it was a good while. I was probably with him maybe 15 minutes of conversation. So we talked about a lot. You know, I talked about, you know, different subjects, you know, about this and that. And where do you get your news? And he said, well, I get my news from, like, the Wall Street Journal, or I cringed. And he said, like, the New York Post, and I cringed. I said, you get your news from there. How do you know what's going on in the world? How do you know what's going on in the world if you're reading stuff like that? And man, I was fit to be tied. I was. And I said, listen, you invited me. And after we gotten towards the end of where he really didn't like me too much, I don't think anymore. He probably wished that he hadn't invited me. I said, listen. I said, I got it in me now that I think I know it as I stood there. And I even went up to the altar and I said, do you mind if I preach here? I'd like to preach here next Sunday. He said, no, I don't think so. I said, okay. I said, by the way, you know, would you sell what you have here? Let me take over this, because I guess they're leasing it. Will you let me take that on? No, wait, you know. And I was in full intimidation mode, big time. And I felt the Holy Spirit big in me, big time in me. And that ain't the first time. I went to another church. And God told me for like 3 or 4 weeks straight, this is during the COVID craziness, where churches were listening to man and not God and putting tents out next to their buildings so they could have outdoor services. God kept telling me, go, since they're having that, just go up there, walk up to them and say, I want to stand forward. I got something to say from God. God told me like for three or four weeks straight. And my friend said, all right, God, all right, I'll go. And I got on my bicycle and I went up to the place and there were like greeters out there. And I said, you know what? The Lord told me to come here. I'm going to preach here today. And ended up that three of them got around me and, like, you know, started a battle with me that who am I to think that I could ever come there and think that I could just stand there and preach not knowing anybody or anything. I said, well, this is from the Lord. And I said, I feel it in me that God's going to make me raise that tent up off the, as a sign. He's going to raise that tent off the ground. I'll show you. I'll show you God's strength right now to believe in him versus man with this COVID crap. I'll show you. And I believed it. I believed with all my heart that God was going to do that. I saw it, and I saw it, and I saw it. I would have, but they wouldn't let me in. And we started talking about the Bible, and next thing I know, they're this, that, and the other. And obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about, so that didn't happen. And I kind of got discouraged. I'm like, God, you told me to go there and do that, and here they said, don't even come on this property. Because I said I wanted to talk about God, and I had a message from God that I need to tell the people. And they wouldn't let me do it. They wouldn't let me do it. And I would have. I swear as God is my witness, and he knows in my heart, I would have done it. I would have stood on a stage where I'm usually pretty afraid of people, or at least I was. I think I've totally lost that now. I told God, take that away from me. Take that away where I'm afraid of being in front of crowds and talking to people. Take it away. And I think he finally has now. So getting back to this wackadoo, and saying about, you know, current events, what's going on in the world, and, you know, who's running what, and, you know, he had no idea what was going on. I said, you're the shepherd. And how are you leading this flock? I don't understand it. And I said, here's how I'll wrap things up. I said, you know about the mark of the beast, right? And he says, yeah. And I said, oh, thank God. I said, I was kind of worried there that you took the snake bite. And he said, what's that? And he said, I said, the shots. You didn't take the shots, did you? And he says, oh, yeah. I said, oh, my God, you did? Why would you do that? Well, that's what everybody says when I says, why did you take the the first thing they say is, well, I had to be able to work, I had to take it. Well, I had to be able to go visit my mom, I had to take it. To go do this, I had to take it. And I said, who are you listening to, man or God? What did God tell you to do? What did the Holy Spirit tell you to do? And then he brought up some verses, and I said, which were totally had nothing to do with what I was talking about. And I'm just so disgusted with people nowadays. Here a guy is a pastor. And I said, you didn't tell your flock to take that, did you? Oh, and by the way, he took the bite one, bite two, and the booster. And I said, well, did you make your will out and all that stuff? And he didn't understand what I was saying. I said, you know, there's a time frame on that, don't you? There's an exact time frame on how long you're going to live after you take that garbage in your life. And I said, maybe you got lucky. Maybe you got lucky and you got the lots that didn't weren't so bad. You know, there's different lots, don't you? Different lots that they put out. They jab different people with different lots. I think they got it broken down to, if you're a conservative or a Christian now, you're getting a super bite. If you're more on the high left side and liberal and on their team, they'll probably give you the lighter dose. Yeah, I'm quite sure of that. Quite sure of that. Absolutely. So then he told me he did that. I said, how could you have done that? I said, what does the Bible say about that? And then he's fighting me with all the mark of the beast that's in the future. And he said, it wasn't on my arm and it wasn't on my forehead. I said, really? 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 First off, your shirt says on or in. Better look that up. Second off, if it's in your brain, in your forehead means it's in your brain. Your brain, you made a conscious decision to serve the beast over God. That's what that is. That's what that is. Did you know that? You're making a conscious decision. Oh, and I'm saying that because I said, how many in your, you know, your church took that? And he says, not all of them, not all of them. I said, why didn't they? Why didn't they? They couldn't answer me. I said, was it maybe because God told them not to? Or, I mean, what? And he said, well, it's because of their conscience told them not to. I couldn't say it was that maybe the Holy Spirit was speaking to them that, hey, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. This is what the Bible warned about. This is what people have been warning people about for years and years and years. And here it is, right here, right now. Don't do it. Maybe that's why they didn't do it. Maybe that's why. So, I said, well, you know your ramifications of taking that now, don't you? I said, you say you're a Christian. Obviously, you're a pastor. You're leading this small church you just opened. Do you realize what you just did when you took those? You took the mark of the beast. I said, you're going to hell now. You lost your salvation. Did you know that? Did you know that? He said, well, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances, not what God's word says, but what I just felt like I should do it. And I forgot to ask him. I forgot to ask him. I was going to ask him, were you one of these churches that took government money to promote this vaccine? Were you one of them that took money? I bet he was. The more I was around him, the more I felt around, I was around slime. 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 It's horrible because I went in with a good attitude thinking, wow, praise God, the church is opening. We all need to see new buildings, little buildings like that being open where people can come and praise and worship God. How wonderful. And within 5 minutes of speaking to this pastor, I just became enraged. I became enraged. Because he didn't know anything. He didn't know anything. I would love to hear, I can't go there. They said, well, don't come back. So I won't. I wouldn't want to anyway, but I would love to hear what he preaches on a Sunday. What does he tell his flock? What do you tell them? How do you guide them? How do you warn them? That's what you're supposed to do, is protect and warn your flock if you're a pastor. Did you know that? That's what your job is, to look out for them. You're the shepherd of that flock. You give your life for the flock if you have to. So, again, it was like 15 minutes of conversation, and just went from good to bad to worse to just horrible. Just horrible. And like I said, towards the end, it was in the end when I said, you know, can I come here and preach? I want to come here and preach truth. He said, no. No, thanks. And I said, from God now, from God, I'm going to tell you something. Since you are a leader and since you are in the position you're in now, if you harm any more of your children, harm any more of your flock and don't teach them truth, I pray and curse you now that you die while you're speaking to them. I already said that. I said, I curse you. I pray if you don't preach truth to your flock, you die right in front of them as you're teaching your garbage. That's what I said. I can't believe the words came out of my mouth. But they did. They did. His last words were, well, we'll see about that. Well, I don't know. God scares me. God scares the living beans out of me that if I wasn't following him, he could take me out in 1 second, just like he could do with anybody on this earth. At any split second of any time, he could take you out. Take you out. Did you know that? Don't you realize that? That every breath you take is a gift from God? You gotta fear God. If you don't, you're supposed to. And if you don't, I don't know what's wrong with you. Because you should. I'm talking if you're saved or unsaved. God ought to scare the beans out of you. He scares me. He scares me. I know he loves me. I know I'm his child, but he still scares the beans out of me. He's God. He's God. You gotta watch what you're doing, man. This guy's in a position. He put himself in a position that he's leading people. And I suppose I'm in that same position now, too. Somehow, I got to that point. I might have to change my name from Brother First to Pastor First. I think I'm going to do that pretty soon. I think I'm going to do that. Yeah. But just wanted to let that out, let that go. Let that go, how bad this world has gotten. How bad this world has gotten. How you have to protect your ears. Protect your mind, your thoughts. Guard. The Bible says to guard yourself. Guard yourself from evil men. And there's a lot of evil men and women nowadays on this earth in these last days. And their whole deal is to take you down to their level and take you to hell with them. Take you to hell with them if they can. If they can. I don't ever want to say that I'm a master in the Bible. But man, today, I'm telling you, I was spewing. I know why, because the Holy Spirit was in me. You know why I know the Holy Spirit was in me? Because he's the one that said, look over there. Look over there as I walked out of the store. See that church? Why don't you go on over there and check it out? That was the Holy Spirit that told me to do that. That's how this Holy Spirit works. He tells you to do stuff. And do you obey him or not obey him? You're supposed to obey him every time he tells you something. But how many times do you do it? How many times do you do it? God says, okay, do this. Do you do it or you don't do it? And are you in that lukewarm stage where you say, okay, I'll do this, God. I'll do this. Just don't ask that of me. Just don't ask that of me. Because I really don't want to do that. And you don't. You don't. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. It can work that way. There's lots of lukewarm Christians in this world. Oh, yeah. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of them. I was at one time. Absolutely, I was lukewarm. Had God in my pocket and the devil in my head. Doing stuff I should have never done. Never done. But I did it anyway. I did it anyway. Well, I'm a Christian. And maybe I even abused grace. And Paul speaks of not to do. Not to do. God forbid. God forbid that you get saved and then take grace as a reason that, okay, I'm allowed to sin, so I'm going to do it. Because I'm saved. I can't lose my salvation. I'm going to sin anyway. Sorry. Those heavy sighs are just heavy sighs because I'm just so disgusted. So disgusted. And, yeah. It's disgusting. And my whole meaning with this message was nothing really, just to say what just happened. Say what just happened. And to guard yourself. If you're not saved, be very, 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 very cautious of where you get your information from. If you are saved or not saved, you got to be very, very careful and guard your heart. Because you can be taken down. You can be taken down. I just saw a Christian man, a cult. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he's a pastor of a church for 13 years. And, maybe he was never saved. I never got into that point with him because I get the... At the end of that time period, it was kind of not too good. I would have loved to have asked about that. His testimony. His testimony when he got saved. How he got saved. When he got saved. What happened in his life. When did he become spirit-filled? Well, we all know that you're spirit-filled when you're born again. Oh, that's one of the things he said. He said, well, I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit. No, what did he say? Oh, he said, okay, I was talking about the mark of the beast. He says, well, I'm marked by, that's what he said. He said, I'm marked by the Holy Spirit. And I said, you're not marked, you're sealed by the Holy Spirit. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. That's proof of being saved. You have that forever. But that doesn't mean that can't be taken away if you go against the Bible and His Word. His Word says, don't take the mark, don't follow the beast system, because in the last days, the world's going to go real, real, real nuts. It's going to get really, really, really bad. There's going to be pestilence. There's going to be starvation. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. Total ungodliness, unlawfulness, a total breakdown of society, a great apostasy in the church. I just saw that. I just saw it again. And that's not the first or second. I talked about another show. That's not the only ones I've had the opportunity where I just walked in and happened to talk to a pastor. They're all dead. They're all dead. They all thought the same way. That's another guy. That's another guy. I just thought about him. The dog went had to go, and a big church, big huge lawn and all that. I took her out, and man, this car comes flying out to me, and who do you think you are to let your dog poop on her? And I said, well, she didn't poop, she peed. And I said, if she had pooped, she would have just fertilized her lawn. You should pay me for that. And so I said, who are you? You're not the pastor, are you? He says, yeah. I says, wow, you actually came up flying like that in your car to talk to somebody like that. He says, yeah. I says, oh. I says, well, I said, maybe that's why I don't see any cars in your parking lot. And that didn't make him happy. He says, I got plenty of cars. He says, what are you doing for the Lord? I says, well, I said, I started an online church. I'm trying to do my best for the Lord. I said, I can't really find a building I can go to. But since I am the church, since I am the temple of God, I really don't have to go to a building anyway. And, Lord, they get him miffed. And he wasn't happy with me. And the more he talked, the more I said, you know what? I don't think you're a saved man, sir. I really don't. I don't think he was. So look at now, I'm going for the record, I guess, with today. But it's just a sign. It's a sign of apostasy. Sign of apostasy in the last days. Truth is going to be shoved out the window, and people are just going to preach garbage. They're going to talk about stuff that has no truth in it. Or they're going to be like giddy little monsters, like that prick. I always say I'm not going to say names. The blinking bandit that teaches his little garbage. You know what's a shame? What's scandalous? Scandalous is the fact that people love to hear the truth. I mean, they hate to hear the truth. They hate to hear the truth, but they love to hear somebody tickling their ears. Tickling their ears. Talking garbage. Talking positive stuff. Oh, you got to feel this way and be this way. And joyous. Being a Christian is so wonderful. You're going to get rich. You're going to have two multi-million-dollar homes like me. Oh, God loves you. He only wants to see the best in you and see you have all these great things happen in your life. Oh, how come a true Christian, if you're really, really a true Christian? That isn't true. In fact, I'll tell you that right now. If you are a true born-again Christian, don't expect life to be easy in these last days. Because you're going against the system. You're going against the system. I believe with all my heart, all these propped up TV swamp scum supposed Christian preachers, they're all plants. And that's why they get all their money and succeed. Who succeeds in this world? Who succeeds? Politicians. They go in. They start out as a bartender, making maybe $500 a week, whatever. And now they're multimillionaires. Multimillionaires. Like all of them. All of them do. All of them become multimillionaires when they become politicians and go into Satan's den. Satan's den, Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. You know, that's not even a part of the United States, the District of Columbia. Who owns that? Did you know England owns that? Yeah. It's their district. Did you know they burned down the White House? I think it was in 1844, was it? Yeah, I have to look that up. When did England burn down the White House? And then there was a declaration made. I can't think of what it's called. Look it up when England took over the United States. Wonderful England. You know the Queen owns, you know how much she owns, the Queen of England? How much land does she own? How much? I'm talking about percentage of this earth. How much does she own? Queen of England. Do you know? One sixth of the entire earth she owns. Did you know that? Oh, we can go swamp digging right now if you want. But I'm not going to do that. Because I was just going to talk about a filthy pastor. Filthy, fake, false prophet teacher. There's lots of them out there. That's why, and this is what I've said from the very, very beginning. Get into the Bible. Get into the Word. There is nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong with having your own service in your home. That's how things started out. That is what they were. Home churches. There were no buildings for hundreds and hundreds of years. That's what a church was. When Paul was talking to the church in a certain place, there's the big church. Like if you were going to say the city of Chicago, the Church of Chicago. But he's talking to all the small home churches in Chicago. And that's what we got to start doing now. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. You got to find your believing friends now, man. Ones that aren't getting bit and ones that aren't falling into this false beast system. Because it's coming on hard. It's coming on hard, big time. You got to have as many Christians as you can around you. Yeah. And you can have your own services. There's nothing wrong with that. Whoever has the most knowledge of the Bible, let them just get up and start reading the Bible. That's what preaching is, man. Anyway, you know what preaching is? It's getting up there and reading God's Word. Not hearing a guy that's talking like he's some kind of positive thinking guru, garbage. That's garbage, man. Have your own home. Just try it. Try it. Try it. Try it. Just two people is all you need. Where two or more gathered my name. There I am in the midst. There I am. Absolutely. So you and your buddy say, okay, let's convert the garage. Let's go out in the backyard, put a little tent up. And then put a few chairs there, and then put a little pedestal there, and one of us will talk to the other and read from the Bible. That's church, man. That's church. That's church. And you can praise the Lord, just the two of you. But it's not just the two of you, because God's there in the middle of you. Two or more are gathered. Three of you are praising God. Praising God. See, now you get your neighbor who's saying, what in the world are you doing back there? What are you doing back there in that tent? I said, well, come on over. We'll show you and tell you. No problem. Next thing you know, your neighbor's coming over. Or he's usually getting drunk or getting high or whatever. I say, hey, you come as you are. God loves you as you are, brother. There's nothing that says you can't be what you are and who you are now to come to God. You come on over here and listen to God's word. And see if it penetrates your heart. See if it penetrates your heart. See if that happens. See if that happens. See if that happens. Man, I swear I'm Holy Spirit filled right now. I swear to God I am. From the time I walked into that place. Anyway, and I could tell. I could tell what I am, man. I get all wired. And I can go in a million different things right now and start talking about it. But that wasn't what I was going to do. I was just going to talk about that false bastard. That was making a pretty little place. That's going to take people to hell. Because he don't want to preach the truth. And he doesn't even know the truth. That's the problem. He don't even know it. Got to get into the Bible. You got to get into the Word. If you haven't thrown out your TV, throw it out. Throw it out. Count the amount of hours that you watch it every day and now say, okay, God, instead of doing that, I'm going to take that same time that I spent watching TV. Now I'm going to read your word in that same time. Some people are going to be bummed out because they're going to have to read the Bible for 5 or 6 hours. 5 or 6 hours. Well, it's your fault. Your fault. You shouldn't have been watching that TV that long. If you're one of the lucky ones, you just turn on the news for a half an hour, which why would you do that? Turn on Satan's news, talking head. Actors feeding you garbage. Why would you do that? But say you only did that and turned it on for half an hour. Well, then you only have to read the Bible for half an hour. The thing you don't understand maybe is the more you put into God, the more you get out of God. The more you get out of God. You'll want to do it. You'll want to read God's word. It may be hard at first, it may be hard to understand, but you got to pray. If you're saved, you pray to the Holy Spirit. I can't understand this. Lord God, help me to understand it. I pray this. I pray this in the name of Jesus, God. I know I couldn't understand it before because I wasn't saved. Your word is mysterious, it's alive, and it's not meant for everybody to understand. Only your sheep, your people. And he'll guide you. He'll teach you. You'll understand. If you have a problem with that, then just go to praying. Start praying for a half an hour, 2 hours a day. Pray for everybody you know in your life. It's not hard to pray for a half an hour. You start praying for all the individual people you know. Pray for things you want. Pray for God's blessings. There's a million things you could pray about. I pray all through the whole day. I do. I have to. I have to talk to God all day. Have to. Have to. He's my Father. He's my everything. He's my Heavenly Father. Why wouldn't I want to talk to God all day long? Because you know why? He's got my back. He has my back. Did you know He has your back? And He loves you. And He wants a relationship with you. If you're not saved, He wants a relationship with you. He wants to be your Father. He wants to be numero uno in your life. Number one, man. Number one. You make Him number one. He makes you number one. And you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear what's going on in this world. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You can't have fear. I just can't think of the verse, though. What's that verse I'm trying to think of? True love casteth out all fear. Oh, darn it. See, I hate when I can't remember verses. But that's because of being drinking all that time in my life. Probably ruined a lot of cells in my brain. I may have been close with that. Be close with God. That's what he wants. That's what you need now. I'm telling you. I'm warning you. I'm telling you. Things are going to get really, really bad. Really bad. You ain't seen nothing, man. You ain't seen nothing. Devil's going to drop the hammer, man. Drop the hammer. Much as trust is, or trust, Trump was maybe good, maybe a lot bad. I go both ways with him. I absolutely believe that he ruined the plans for 4 years of the devil. I really do. I really believe that. And so now they're in double time, man. They are in double time. That's why they had the Clintons and Obama spying on us, trying to get all kinds of dirt on him before the election. They couldn't find any. But they wanted to make sure that he didn't get into office. They wanted to make sure. They were really positive they were going to get in, but they weren't 100% sure. So then they had to come up with all that Russian garbage. And now that's kind of coming out. It really won't come out that much because they're all in the same system. All the judges, all the lawyers, they're all bought out. So that's why nothing ever happens. That's why you never see anybody found guilty of anything. Because they're all in the system together. They're all in Satan's little playground. And they're happy with their power. They're happy with their power that they have. And the money that they get. They sell their souls for power and money. For a world that's going to end pretty soon. That's kind of stupid, ain't it? Now they're going to spend eternity in hell just to have a little bit of time now on this earth, having a fancy house and a big car, maybe two or three cars, fancy cars, and a vacation house, and a big old bank account. Yeah, that's worth losing your soul for, isn't it? Spend eternity in hell for that. That's what they think. I have no pity on them. Because everybody makes a choice. Everybody. I made a choice, and you're going to make a choice in your life one day. Who am I going to serve? Am I going to serve God, or am I going to serve Satan? One or the other. You can't be in the middle. You can't serve them both, because Jesus says, I'll spit you right out of my mouth. Don't even think you can do both, because you can't. It's either one. All or nothing. All right. I'm going to go. And get your home church going. And if you're going to church and you ask your pastor some questions, get into God's Word. Because you know what? You can't ask a pastor something if you don't know God's Word yourself. You have to know it. You have to put it in your heart. That's the whole thing we're supposed to do, is put God's Word in our hearts. It's food to our soul. It's how God speaks to us. Can't speak to you if you're not reading God's Word. I don't know how many people I ran into. I'm crazy. What does God say? I don't know. What does His Word say? Well, I really don't read the Bible. How could you be a Christian and not read the Bible? Jesus is the Word. Don't you have Jesus in you? You gotta have the Word in you. The Word, the written Word. All right, I'm spewed out. Now I can go finally eat some lunch. I bought one of those fancy chickens that used to cost, I don't know, $3-4. It was rotisserie chickens that they have. I really like those. And, now they're, what, like $8, something like that. And that ain't nothing. That ain't nothing, like I said. Watch. They're destroying everything. You know they're destroying food manufacturing plants, left and right? They're burning them down to the ground. Have you read about that? Seen that? Know about that? They're burning them down left and right. Burning them down. I'm talking like major manufacturers of food. They're all getting burnt down now. They're burning those down left and right. They're stopping the ability to, with trucking, with the boats. Out in Shanghai, there's 1,000 boats sitting out there waiting to pick stuff up. And you know why they're not picking it up? Because China's got their rig thing going with the lockdowns. You know that's all fake too, don't you? Why they're doing that? So the supplies don't come to the U.S. The supplies that the United States got so addicted to and reliant on. When did that happen? That happened back when Clinton sold us out to China. Sold us out. So here, take over everything. Take over everything. We'll buy it. We'll buy it because it's cheaper. We'll buy it because it's cheaper. Even though it's junk and garbage, it's cheaper. So I'm telling you, this world is a crazy place. It started. Started only a few generations ago. And that's the thing about generations. It doesn't take long for a downfall. It doesn't take long for a downfall of generations. I always say, look how people dressed in the 50s, how they talked in the 50s and 60s. Before something took over. What took over? What took over? Satanic music. Sexual revolution. Homosexuality got started. Taking the prayer out of schools got started. And look at teachers now. Look at teachers. What have happened to teachers? They used to be like best friends to kids. They used to pray with them when prayer was part of school. You know what they do now? They take them and your kid goes to school, and they take him in the back room, and they dress him up differently and tell him that they're not in the right gender right now. You're not a boy, you're a girl. You're not a girl, you're a boy. Are you sure what you are? You got to be confused. You should be confused at your age of 5 or 6, whatever it is. Oh, they're destroying America big time. I think I'm going to list that. Remind me spiritually, because I keep saying to remind me, and I still haven't done the Four Horsemen. And probably several other things I keep saying I want to do. But I'm going to write down a list of all the things that are happening in America in full destruction mode. If you don't see that in politics now, that everything the president votes for is against the United States, shutting down all the pipelines, they're shutting us down. Shutting us down. Shutting us down. That's what Russia's all about. That's what Russia is all about. Did you know that? That's what this whole thing with Russia is all about. They stopped importing oil. And did you know that we export more oil now than we ever did? Why the prices are so high? Did you know that? We're exporting more oil now than we ever did after they raised prices. Why are they exporting? Why aren't we taking care of ourselves? Yeah, getting back to Russia, it's all about stopping the flow to America. And all these sanctions that we're putting to them, Russia, they don't mean nothing. They're just going to get stronger and stronger, and we're going to get weaker and weaker. The dollar's just going to collapse pretty soon. Collapse, be worth nothing. Did you know that I think, what is it, $3 billion? $3 billion that you got to vote for. You didn't go out to vote to say, okay, I want to send all this military supplies and all this stuff to Ukraine. No, Biden just did it himself. One man had the ability to do that. I gave $3 billion. That's as part of the billions that they've gotten. $3 billion in the last, I don't know, month or so. I think it's a lot more than that. And now they don't even know where the weapons are going, where they're at, where they're at, where they're at, where did they go? That's what they say. Read it up. Read it up. Where did all the stuff go that they're sending over all these billions of dollars? Well, did you know that wars are big money? Big money. Big money. Big money. So, say Johnny sends Ukraine $1 million. And Johnny is a skunk. Skunk. And out of that $1 million he sends them, Ukraine sends him back $200,000 or $300,000. How does he do that? Well, through all kinds of ways he can do that. And gold. Gold can't follow gold where it came from. Sure, now that's moving around now. All kinds of offshore accounts. I mean, blah, there's a million ways that they know it. They know it. The elite know it. They know how to move their money around. But that's what's all happening now with Ukraine. And we're giving them all our weapons. And I read that we don't have the ability to replenish what we gave away. We gave away. So we're disarming America. And we're arming them. They're going to use those same weapons against us, aren't they? And that makes sense one day. All these billions of dollars of weapons. Yeah. Because I honestly don't believe that Putin and Zelensky are actually even fighting. I think that they're... The only thing they're fighting about is who's going to get most of the rewards of the war. All these goodies that everybody's sending them. Yeah, that's what I think. I think they're buddies. Yeah. All right. With that, I'm going to go. I'm looking at the timer. I'm sorry I wasted so much of your time for something I hadn't even planned, but it is what it is. So, if you are not saved, if you are not born again, if you do not understand how to be born again, please read through my front page and my help page. Those two pages I read over 2 years ago now. And they'll explain what salvation is, what salvation ain't. And, It could be one sentence I could say how you could be saved right now, but just read through that, because it's got to affect your heart, not your head. Many people are out there and their head's saved. They think they're saved and they're not. Their head's saved. They're not heart saved. Got to get a new heart. God's got to give you a new heart. New head is just like thinking one way. One day and thinking of another thing the next day. And then going back to what you thought the day before. Again, your head you can change. You can change how you feel and think by the day. But your heart you can never change. Heart can never be changed. You can never be unsealed by the Holy Spirit. Once you get the Holy Spirit, it can never be taken from you. Ever, ever, ever. Unless you take the mark of the beast. And you don't want to do that. And sorry to say, I keep running upon people that say they're Christians. And I guess it either comes down to they're not really Christians. I have to believe that in my head. I have to put that in my head. That I'm seeing so many Christians that say they're born again. Well, I don't know if they say they are. Sometimes they do. Most times they won't even acknowledge what that even means. But they'll say that they're saved. But yeah, I took the bite. Well, because I had to. And if they did, they're not saved anymore. They're not saved anymore. Read God's word, what it says in Revelation. And the New Testament. The New Testament. All right, I'm going. I'm hungry. I got the growl. Oh, I forgot I had the chicken. I'm going to eat me a rotisserie chicken. I'll eat the whole thing, too. Guess what? I'll pound some hot sauce on there and some, blue cheese sauce, if I have some. Salad dressing. Plop that all over that thing, man. I'm going to go to town. Woo! Yeah. Sorry. I love eating. I love eating. And if you ever put me in a position where I could preach, you'll see that. I'm a bigger-sized dude. Kind of intimidating. So, anyways. Yeah, I would preach. I would stand. I would stand in front of people, and I would preach to them. If you can help me with that ability, I don't have the ability to do it. I don't have the funds. I don't have the ability to do it. If you can help me with that, make me an offering and just say, here, keep this, put it towards your church fund, and maybe I can lease a place, whatever. I would sure appreciate it. But only do it if God asks you to. Don't do nothing if God don't ask you to do something. Listen to God, what he tells you. All right. Praise God. Thank you, God, for another day. Thanks for listening. If you did, love you. Love you as brothers and sisters. Love you if you're not my brother or sisters. I hope you become that. But I still love you anyway. But you got to get your ass, head out of your ass, and get yourself right with God. Because tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. And things are going to get really, really, really bad as time goes by.